Apparently, the sad, stark reality is that we did not get our bonuses, and there was not even a single thread of explanation from anybody. It basically became speculative, and as usual, they want to use the social media to basically make us prisoners of war. We are being made second-class citizens because after they have paid all their beloved sons and daughters, whom they respect and fear, now that it has come to the pen of the teachers, they have now ignored. They have not even communicated with us.
What are you going to do with this? Are you going to engage the government over this issue?
Yes, definitely we will engage the government. But we are also sending a very clear call to all teachers. That from the third, we must not do anything because government must honestly respect us. It is very unfair, very unfortunate, very uncouth for government to start behaving in the manner that it is doing. It is quite unbelievable and cruel to say that at the time when they gave all the other civil servants, the money was withdrawable from the banks. Now that it is our turn, our salaries that we got paid on the 26th, we can't retrieve them from the banks. Yet they expect us to be turning for duty on the 3rd of May, and we believe it is cruel, it is heartless, and it is criminal for government to conduct their business in the manner that they are doing.
Are you saying that you are going to embark on an industrial action?
Apparently, we have just said to teachers, don't comply. If you go to work, don't do anything. Don't even do the pledge. Because we can't become prisoners of hope.